today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, do you ever read anything you wrote out loud to yourself?
Sure, Patrick. I think that's a good way to check your writing for flow and structure. What about you?
Well, I do it sometimes with my diary.
Your diary? That seems a little odd.
Well, maybe, but listen to this and see what you think. Dear diary, it's 2 days before Christmas, and I'm going over my list one more time in hopes that I'll get everything. I'm asking for, a new basketball, the Janelle Monáe album, a DVD of Crazy Rich Asians, a pickup truck, 10 rolls of scotch tape, some new glue sticks, Tottenham Hotspur, fuzzy socks, a dachshund puppy named Willie.
All right, today we are in your basement, Patrick.
Yes, Jim, we are in my basement.
Got some football going on the TV.
NFL playoffs.
And it's very snowy outside.
Yes, it really is, man. It's a snowy, snowy day. The very snowy day. But luckily, you're made of hardy stock, and you were able to make it over here.
I drove over here.
Yeah, there was no way I was getting out.
You have the teeniest little vehicles, sort of. Clown cars.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, mm-hmm. They got a 1-inch ground clearance. So,
is that a banjo, by the way,
that
over there
is
in
a
your
banjo.
Basement?
Yes, it is.
Why do you have a banjo?
Well, I came across this banjo recently, and I'll show you really quick what kind of condition it's in.
All right. Ooh.
Not quite fit for playing, but it came into my my orbit because somebody that the Bish knew didn't want this anymore, and he brought it thinking I would want it. And I can play it a little bit. I used to be able to play it a little bit.
Really?
But this needs to go in the workshop, as you can see, before it's actually going to become functional. But that's my project for January to get this bad boy up and running.
Are you going to incorporate banjo into Wingtip Sloat?
I hope to do so, yes. In 2019.
That'd be fantastic.
And you can see it's got the peg here, so it's a 5-string, not just a 4-string. So it's got the additional peg, so it's nice. So I can do some claw hammer banjo picking.
Is that what happens? Is that what that extra string
lets
you do?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let you claw hammer.
Okay.
But as you can hear, it's not sounding too crisp.
Is this where we should mention Rest in Power Roy Clark?
Yes, we absolutely should. Yes. Rest in Power Roy.
Yeah, that was a little while ago, and we never did
That's right.
mention that thing. Yeah. So, yeah.
Roy.
Great banjo player.
2018, yeah.
All right, let's get back to why you called. So we, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we are showcasing listener calls. They call in and tell us about their favorite album of 2018.
Yep.
We've been doing this for the last week, and this is week two.
Yep.
And there's a lot of stuff here. We got a lot of calls, a lot of great calls.
Yeah, let's dive into it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, happy new year to you both. This is Craig Rosen calling from beautiful Porter Ranch, California. Mike Wagner, who, by the way, did an incredible Christmas song that Susanna Hoffs or the Bangles should record. It's that good. He encouraged me to call you guys. And yeah, if you haven't heard Mike Wagner's Christmas song, I think you guys played a little of it on the air. But definitely it's out there floating around on YouTube and Facebook and jangly Rickenbacker guitars and really nice female vocal. It definitely bangles Susanna Hoff's territory. But anyway, as I was saying, Mike Wagner encouraged me to call up, and I forgot, and then I just saw your Facebook message, so I thought I'd call, take a break from work, and call in. I actually did a top 10 for Yahoo Music. And I had to do a blurb about the number one album, so that makes this real easy. So my number one pick is Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer. And I wrote, hopefully this isn't too pretentious sounding, but in the age of streaming and playlisting, the concept of the album has become less relevant. But apparently no one told Janelle Monáe. With Dirty Computer, she delivered a gem that not only looked back with nods to the Beach Boys, Prince, and Stevie Wonder, but was here and now, pointing towards the future with a bold mix of modern pop and female empowerment. And although you only wanted the number one pick, I do have 10 here. Actually, I have like 35, but I won't bore you with all of them. And I just want to say I kind of hate doing top tens. It makes me want to pull my hair out. And initially I thought I didn't even, you know, do I have even 10 albums that I like this year? And, you know, started putting them down and, yeah, I came up with like 35, some of which admittedly I didn't listen to maybe all the way through, or I didn't listen to enough. I mean, the thing that I said about the day and age of streaming and playlisting, it's really hard to listen to albums all the way through these days, unfortunately. At least it is for me. Anyway, back to the list. Number two, Casey Musgraves' Golden Hour. It's just a great record. Really, really great. And I like that my number one and number two choices are women. That's just the way it turned out. Number three is Arthur Buck by Joseph Arthur and Peter Buck of REM. Really overlooked album, and I thought they were great, and they were great live. I saw, managed to see them live. Number four, Parquet Courts, Wide Awake. Another great record. Number five, Rhett Miller from the old 97s, The Messenger. Another overlooked record. It's funny, I wrote about Rhett and the old 97s, same with Arthur Buck, and, you know, the records that I do listen to a lot, or, you know, more than once, or, you know, several times, are the ones that I usually write about. And I wrote about Rhett in the old 97s and Arthur Buck. But it's a really good record. Give it a spin. It's worth your while. Number six is Jack White's Boarding House Reach. Kind of a controversial pick. Not everybody liked it. Some people thought it was kind of lazy or too experimental, but I dug it. Used a few songs in my spinning class, including Corporation. Are you with me? Gotta check it out. It's good. Number seven, Kali Uchi's Isolation. Female singer my son turned me on to. Really cool. I think one track, Damon Albarn of Blur Gorillaz is on. Cool record. Nice vibe to it. Number eight, Paper Cuts. Great band. You know, off the top of my head, I don't even know where they're from, but if you like the Smiths, the Church, the Chills, great new sort of jangly pop band. I think the one song that I really gravitated towards was a tune called How to Quit Smoking. Number nine, a guy you may not have heard of, Paul McCartney with Egypt Station. Amazing, the guy's in his 70s and he's still doing it. Good record. And number 10, Kamasi Washington, Heaven and Earth. He's keeping jazz alive and bringing it forward for the hip-hop heads and everyone else. If you haven't checked that out, check it out. That's about it. I could go through, you know, the other, 25, but I'll spare you guys. Anyway, Happy New Year. Thanks for doing the show. I always enjoy it. Take care. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Craig.
Thanks, Craig. Good to hear from you, man. And I kind of wish you would have kept going on the 25, but
25 more.
Yeah, 25 more.
We got time.
Yeah, why not? Let's go. It's a podcast.
All right.
That was really cool. I love that he read his blurb for the number one album choice, Janelle Monáe. I thought that was really cool. Do you ever read what you've written out loud to yourself, Jim?
Yes, you have to do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm, I do that too. I actually have a program on my computer that'll read it back to me.
Oh, is that right?
I can kind of hear it. Yeah, so I don't feel quite so stupid.
Some computerized voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like the Radiohead voice, you know, and OK Computer, but it's real sort of, you know, 90s computer sounding, but it's kind of cool.
So speaking of which, his number one album is called Dirty Computer.
Yes.
Janelle Monáe.
Yep.
So should we take a listen to something off of that?
Why don't we? That'd be great.
Looks here on Spotify like the most popular song is called Make Me Feel.
Okay.
So let's hear that.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Baby, don't make me spell it out for you. All of the feelings that I got for you can't be explained, but I can try for you. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for you. You keep on asking me the same questions.
Why?
And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions.
It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotion, no sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 So good, so good, so good. Real. Uh-huh. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
You know I love you so please don't stop it. You got me right here in your jean pocket right now. Laying your body on a shag carpet. Oh, you know I love you so please don't stop it.
It's got a little bit of that Prince groove.
Oh, yeah, to it,
don't you think?
Yeah, Kiss by Prince, definitely a reference totally. To that one.
It's
yeah.
very sparse,
yeah, it
which
is.
I like. At least
I like that,
that particular song.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
But yet there's a lot of power, I think, to the song,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, without a doubt. I like it when a guitar overdub is real clean and sort of dry sounding like that. That's
mm-hmm.
kind of neat.
Yep.
Yeah.
And here's a funny thing. If I think Craig mentioned something about... a Beach Boys influence on
yeah.
this record, too. The first song, the title track, Dirty Computer, features Brian Wilson.
That's weird, isn't it?
The
yeah,
Brian Wilson.
That's crazy.
Right?
That's really cool.
So very cool.
Yeah. And certainly that record has gotten a lot of praise, a lot of love this year,
a
last
lot.
Year. So yeah, for
a
sure.
A lot. And you know, you listen to this and you can... it's deserving because there,
yeah.
it's one of those records that definitely feels... of this time,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
it feels very contemporary. You can hear a lot of interesting influences in it, but it definitely is a 2018 record.
Yeah,
and,
without a doubt.
Really mm-hmm. great. And it also reminds me a little bit of St. Vincent's
yeah.
record, which got a lot of acclaim in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people picked as one of the great records of that year. So I think, you know, it again, it feels like sort of part of this sound, this new sound that's happening where people are taking a lot of... elements, mixing them together and coming out with something new.
Yeah, totally agree with that. You know, the other thing really quick, Jim, that struck me in Craig's comments was, you know, a theme we've touched on a little bit in the age of streaming and Spotify. Do you really sit down and listen to a full album anymore? You know, it's something that's recurring. And interestingly enough, I was reading an interview with Bradford Cox from Deer Hunter talking about their new record. And he said, I have no idea if anyone will listen to it from front to back or not. We didn't put much thought into it this time. We just put the songs together and put them out there.
You know, we talked a little bit about this with Sam about how
yeah.
people listen to playlists and things like that. And albums and the idea of like listening to something in order sort of going
yeah.
away. You know, one thing I've noticed with streaming, it seems to me, you know, as much as we're focusing on albums right now in this series, is that I wonder how much life the album even has
yeah,
left
that's
anymore.
A good point. Mm-hmm.
It seems to me like a lot of bands are going more toward EPs and singles
yeah.
in that effort to sort of like keep getting new product out there
yeah.
because you kind of have
that's
to
a good point.
Constantly get, have
yep.
people streaming your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one way to do that is to have something new.
Yeah.
And so does it make sense to drop a dozen or 15 songs at a
right.
time, or does it make more sense to sort of, you know, put out five at
yeah.
a time
yeah.
more frequently, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think with, you know, the advent of home recording and easier recording techniques, it's not like you have to book, you know, 3 weeks
right.
to go in the studio and record all
right.
the songs you got, you know, like
right.
back in the Husker Du days. You don't have to do that anymore. You just sort of record three or four, and when they're ready, you put them out.
Put it out.
Yeah.
Maybe every day.
Yeah, every day. I'm sure somebody will do it
it'll
in 2019.
It'll happen.
I don't know if anybody's doing it.
It'll happen. So, you know, I will say for myself, I do try to make an effort to listen to full albums, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's harder, I think.
Yeah, totally is.
And actually, I think in some ways the streaming makes it harder because you have access to so much stuff.
That's
that
right.
You're just sort of like this feeling of always wanting to move on to the next
yeah.
thing.
You've given it. I've given
know.
That enough time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. It's an interesting thing to see where the form goes
right.
in the coming years.
Right. Totally agree. Great to hear from Craig from Porter Ranch, California.
Very good. And hope all is well. Didn't he have a dog who was like
yeah.
broken toe or
yeah,
whatever?
I
think the dog healed.
Yeah.
Dog's okay.
It sounds like
so,
everything's back on track.
That's good.
So.
No, it's great to hear from Craig.
Yep.
Check out his stuff. He writes on Yahoo Music.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out. All right. Let's get to another call.
Okay.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is Jay Ignacio calling from the suburbs of Louisville, Kentucky. The album I listened to the most this year was surprisingly soundtrack to Crazy Rich Asians. Like the movie itself, the soundtrack was predominantly created by Asians and Asian Americans. The soundtrack included a variety of music from jazzy big numbers to R&B hip-hop, mostly sung in Chinese. The standouts were the covers. The soundtrack included Cantonese covers of pop songs like Madonna's Material Girl and Barrett Strong's Money, That's What I Want. Notably, Kina Granis, a Japanese-American singer-songwriter, performed a lovely acoustic version of Elvis's I Can't Help Falling in Love during a dramatic wedding scene. The best, however, was Captain Ho's version of Coldplay's Yellow. In the movie, the song is sung in Mandarin. At first you hear the music and you think, this song sounds familiar. And then the melody appears and you think, hey, I know this song. It's Yellow. I like it. And then suddenly all the emotions of what that word means, especially to me, an Asian American, along with its racially charged negative connotations. And then, if you're like me, you're left teary-eyed at how John Chu, the director, suddenly took back an Asian racial slur and made it a celebration of being Asian. I doubt many people took away that message from watching the movie, but to me, it was my musical moment in 2018. Thank you, guys, and keep rocking the covers.
I will say that was a little unexpected.
Yeah, right? That really was. Came out of nowhere. I was not, you know, when we saw Crazy Rich Asians on the list of albums of the year, I think it was interesting to all of us to say, like, wow, that's, haven't seen that.
It is nice to see a soundtrack, though, you know, capturing somebody's attention.
Right.
You know, and
right.
I guess, you know, hearing Jay, I can't say it any better than he did. I mean, he has a great point of view on this, and it's a really, it's a bit of a touching little story there about how this moved him.
So glad he shared that with us.
But it's nice to see that somebody has put together a soundtrack that works as a whole unit, mm-hmm. I think, and can speak to someone in that way. So let's hear this song. The artist again is Catherine Ho,
yep.
And it's a cover of Coldplay's Yellow.
Yeah, that was great. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say I like that way better than anything else that I've heard by the original artist. So why don't we just go ahead and get rid of all their stuff.
All right.
And just stick with this.
Works for me.
Yeah, that's enough. I think let's just go ahead and wipe them off.
Works for me.
Yeah.
So what a great call. That was a great
story. Yeah, that was really cool.
And it's interesting. I have not seen this movie yet, Crazy Rich Asians. It's a movie I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of it takes place in Singapore, and I visited Singapore, and it's an amazing place, and I'd love to see... You know, the story, I'd love to see a story from this point of view on that place, and it'd be great. So, and I've heard a lot of great things about the movie. So, there you go.
Certainly got some great critical notices. And I really appreciate Jay being a member of our community and sharing that with us. That was cool.
That was great. All right.
Thanks, Jay.
Mixtape on the way. All right. So, all this week, more listener picks for 2018 favorite albums. wonder if we'll have any more sort of surprises like this.
So.
We'll see.
Yeah, it'd be cool if we do. I love what our community has picked so far.
So people really should listen often.
Every day.
Every day.
That's what I would recommend.
And you can find the show on all the big podcast platforms. Please rate and review on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten, we're up at a little over 100 ratings now.
That's
which
fantastic.
Is good. And I will say, of the 101 ratings that we've gotten, 99 of those are 5 stars.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
So keep it coming, people.
Yeah.
It'd be great if we could get over 100 5-star ratings.
That would be great. Yeah, and thanks, Andy, for not giving us 5 stars. I don't know if that was him, but it might have been.
And then, so rate and review. That's good. Subscribe. Get other people to subscribe. As you mentioned, you should commandeer their phones.
That's what we're trying to go for.
And just subscribe for
That's
them.
That's right. Just take it into your own hands, people.
Do that. And also, you can correspond with us. rock@suburbspod.com is the email.
Mm-hmm.
612-440-1984 is the phone number where you can leave a message, as these people have.
Yep.
Or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, all of those at Suburbs Pod.
Cool.
And it was cool that intern Sam was with us.
Yeah, he was.
The last week or so.
I was so impressed that he learned the whole phone number. It made me look real bad. Okay. But that's okay.
All right, let's get out of here. It is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Is that what that extra string lets you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let your claw hammer.